Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Allow me first to start by congratulating Capital Link for another successful event, and particularly Nico and Olga for setting up this panel for us. Greek shipping has a long and strong tradition that has secured its dominance in the sector. The competitive advantage of the Greek shipping is flexibility, adaptability, boldness, and vision, but not only. Greeks have won the battle of seaborne trade, operating the biggest and the most modern fleet in the world, surpassing giants like China and Japan. What is rather exceptional for the Greek shipping is that it has succeeded in coming out of all crises and risk more dynamic and more strong by turning challenges into opportunities. As the title of this panel implies, we are getting close, or even actually passing through the next chapter in the evolution of the Greek shipping, with a new generation leading the way. We have the pleasure to have with us a distinguished panel of a new generation of Greek ship owners who find themselves between tradition and innovation. How do they manage to keep balance and at the same time drive their companies in the new era? This is where our discussion will evolve around. I would like to welcome Ms. Ioanna Prokopiou, Ms. Milena Papas, Ms. Susanna Laskaridis, Mr. Alex Hatzipateras, and Mr. Nikos Hatzioannou. Welcome all. And without further ado, allow me to start with you, Milena, as you take the first position, and ask you, what motivates you to join the shipping business?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on this distinguished panel. It's great to be with friends, especially. And I think that this panel is particularly exciting because we will be discussing about shipping from a more personal experience. So, digging right into it, what motivated me? Well, first of all, I didn't really have a choice. My father claims to be a very open-minded person, which he is, and he's very easygoing. That being said, he always said, you know, and when you come into the company, when you come into the company. So at some point, I said, you know, I want to do psychology. But then I thought to myself, you should be an open-minded person and go and try it. So in 2005, I went to Monaco, to CTM, and just to have an experience with shipping. And I absolutely fell in love with it. I mean, I saw so many things, so much potential. There were so many things to do. You can look at it from a commercial side. Whatever happens in the world affects shipping. You meet so many people from different backgrounds, from different cultures. You see shipping from a different perspective. So I think that that's what made me initially fall in love with it, that and the fantastic people that I met along the way. So I said, let's give it a second chance and have a shot at it.
Thank you very much, Milena. Coming to you, Ioanna, and asking you the same question, but also would like to elaborate on whether your father influenced your decision to work in the family business as well. And do you believe if you haven't been the daughter of a ship owner, would you still be in shipping?
Very interesting and difficult questions together. I have to say what motivated me to do shipping is, I think it's the love of seeing my dad loving what he does and being so committed and dedicated to his job. I always envied as a child the people that knew from a very early age what they wanted to do. They wanted to be a doctor, they wanted to be a pilot or a vet. I didn't have that sort of a motivation or drive or talent, I have to say. But from my parents' side, they always gave us a lot of experiences and they took us traveling to see different things. They were always open-minded. We have diverse stimuli and they encouraged us to try things out without interfering. And when time came, I said, okay, let me give it a try and see how it goes. Also, I think part of what you said, if I hadn't been in shipping, whether I would, if I hadn't been born into a shipping company, whether I would get involved. I think the fact that we had discussions about shipping all over my childhood years, during meals, I remember, you know, discussions about main engine breakings and crew issues, and when the markets were bad. I remember at night, when I was like 6 or 7 years, I used to pray for the market to improve during the 80s without really knowing what that meant at the time, but I was very like, you know, he's going to help. So I think that's the main reasons that drove me into shipping.
That's very interesting. But of course, working with a family member is always very challenging, especially in an industry like shipping industry. And I'm coming to you, Susanna, and I would like your experience. How hard it has been to handle any disagreement in vision with your father or any family members in the course of your work?
First of all, thank you again very much for having me on this panel. I think disagreements are part of any healthy relationship and any healthy working relationship, let alone a family relationship. I think the most difficult part in my years of working very closely with my father has been disengaging the professional from the personal relationship. But ultimately, the family usually prevails and supersedes one relationship over the other. I think being passionate about one's work and one's vision will always lead to difficult and truthful exchanges. Sometimes either side doesn't want to hear the other person's disagreeing with him or having a different vision. But I believe that building a respectful relationship based on merits, which is something that I'm sure the second generation or the third generation aim to do, is something that helps you believe that your vision is understood and respected. Always remember that patience is the biggest virtue of all. I keep saying to myself that. And at the end of the day, I personally handle disagreements with my father the way I do most disagreements, which is by getting very angry at first and then telling myself that this too shall pass and continuing going on the next day. So I think it's definitely been quite, you know, passionate and explosive, but definitely very challenging at times.
Thank you, Susanna, for a very clear and honest answer. And remaining on the same subject, I would like to come to you, Alex. Given that you have been working for several years next to your father, what are the most valuable lessons you have learned? And if you could change one thing about your experience gained while working so close with a family member, what would it be?
Thank you so much. And again, it's great to be with friends. I was laughing when Milena was speaking because I also remember when I was 8 or 9, every time a ship was unfixed. I don't really remember what else was going on, but I remember in the house when that was happening. But I think I transitioned into shipping from tech. I spent 4 years in tech in Northern California. And at that time, my dad wrote me a letter, and I remember very clearly, and he was saying, you know, ships are running 24/7 every day of the year. And you really have to appreciate that, appreciate what the crew are doing. And it just sort of, even though you grow up in that atmosphere, it drove it home to appreciate that you have to be available, be it New Year's Eve or if there's an issue, whenever. I think that what I would change or improve is a little bit on the communication side. When you work with family, sometimes things go unsaid and you assume that one another understands each other. So I think perhaps being a little bit more clear there in an ideal world would be good, but it's a gray area, so you just kind of have a positive attitude and look to the future. But yeah, I think just being a bit more open with communication, because with family sometimes, like I said, you can assume things and might not be correct.
Indeed, gaining valuable experience sometimes can be very challenging. Thank you, Alex. And coming to you, Nico, I would like to ask you, what steps have you taken to ensure your professional growth and the development of your own vision within the business prior to establishment of your own company and yet still retain close ties with the original family company?
Yes, thank you very much. Pleasure to be here. First of all, let me start by saying that if Ioana's father was not a ship owner, I would happily take her on board. So, yes, when I started in the business a long time ago, the company was undergoing a big renewal program. So I had a first-hand experience on what shipbuilding means and what is the value of long-term relationships, reputation, and quality. Thereafter, in 2008, when we did our IPO in the New York Stock Exchange, the company underwent another transformation. We moved from being a family-owned company to becoming a corporate organization with new elements coming into play, like corporate structure, corporate governance, internal controls, internal systems. When I started my own company together with my team in 2009, we started an organization, we established an organization that had the organization of the listed company and the internal system and the controls of the listed company, but at the same time respected the traditions and the family values that we had into shipping. So I think this helped us build our reputation very quickly.
Thank you for that, Nico. Ioana, back to you with a question that I'm sure you've been asked several times on a private level, but allow me to ask you in public. Do you feel pressure to live up to your father's legacy? And if so, how do you manage that pressure?
I think that with maturity, you realize that you're going to do things differently. And I think there's a liberation coming with that as well. And as we grow older, we learn what are our strengths and, more importantly, what are our weaknesses? Because, you know, you can focus more on what you're good at. And I think also the fact that my father has given us the space and the liberty to do things differently and trusting us has given us also the space to grow. And I think this is very important because obviously comparisons are going to happen. But you shouldn't compare yourself internally. So I to answer your question in a one word, no.
Good. Thank you very much. And on the same spirit, Milena, what are the biggest challenges you face working with family members?
Where should I start? Well, first of all, I think Susanna nailed it on the head. It's very difficult to disengage the personal from the professional. And you can say that, you know, when you're having a discussion on a professional level, suddenly I might get an answer from my father that's a little bit more abrupt and more personal than you'd like it to be. But then going off from what Ioana said, one of the main things that I've been struggling a little bit with is communicating with my father and making him see that, you know, the world is evolving. Shipping is becoming much more complex. There are many more departments. And henceforth, you need many more heads. So especially when you consolidate, like we've been doing lately, you need many more people. So in order to overview, and there are so many hours in the day, so one person cannot head a company the same way that it could in a previous generation, especially with, you know, when you have phones and laptops where, you know, our fathers didn't have that. They had the free weekend to process the information going on, think about their strategy. We don't have that anymore. Every night when I wake up to go to the bathroom, apologies, 5 a.m., I will always check my emails. I will see what's going on in the world because, you know, I might be sleeping, but shipping never does. So this is one of the things and one of the challenges, trying to communicate to my father that, you know, I have my own strengths and let me work off of the modern world and the world that shipping is evolving into. So I think the motto, which used to be work hard, play hard, is now evolving into work smart, play smart.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Very nice. Moving to a different topic, Susanna, your generation has been faced already with numerous challenges. One of the most significant changes the industry has embraced is a digital transition. Digital tools have become a vital and indispensable part of our everyday life. Has it been necessary to convince your father and family to embrace digitalization and the radical changes it may bring? And did you need to ensure your employees will adapt effectively to this transformation?
Thanks, Fayette, for the question. Our company has made the conscious decision to fully embrace digitalization within our fleet, making our operation, gearing our operations towards data-driven operation. And if we think about it, digitalization currently is a new tool in the similar manner that enhanced ship-to-shore communications were a few years ago. Those were considered a new tool before they became the standard. We have invested in a fleet-wide transformation for voyage optimization, remote performance monitoring, optimized weather routing, mainly because we believe that data-driven operations pave the way towards a sustainable decarbonization strategy and empowering green shipping. In that respect, there haven't been any issues with trying to persuade anybody that this would be the optimal way forward for our company. I think it would only make sense and people understand that as well. However, talking about the challenges that that has brought, new tools and new segments, as Milena said, within shipping, bring new people and new training challenges. I think one of the main things that we have observed as well is the fact that a generation in our position, whether that is the first or the second or the third generation, is brought in a position of trying to link the professionals of the future with the generation previous to ours. So from a human resource perspective, I think the differences in the way that our predecessors and us face our commitments and obligation to our companies and our company's vision are entirely different than what the next generation from us is faces, the way that they face the company's vision. In former years, transition from one generation to the next took very many years, whereas now is much quicker. However, the gap remains still massive. So I think in that sense, we've all had to adapt in one way or the other, whether that is current professionals or on a management level, trying to integrate these new technologies, but also attract the specific personnel capable of doing so.
Indeed, digital transition has brought a lot of opportunities. Thank you for that. Alex, in many cases, the technology and the tools are already there, but they are not developing further because of the fragmented nature of the industry. While technical innovation is clearly required in our days, another important need is for business to start rethinking the way in which things are done and start acting in consortium to create scale and adaptation of new technologies. In other words, collaboration or even consolidation may be beneficial in our days. Do you feel, according to your experience, that this is something that can be easily worked in the Greek shipping industry?
Thank you for the question. It's highly fragmented shipping, as you said, and I think you know one of the huge challenges is the cost side and who will bear those costs. So even before getting to the collaboration, the investment needed, even if the technologies are there, is huge, and we're in a commercial industry, so we have to justify the costs. But speaking from our side, I have seen some positive trends, be it with centers like the Maersk Center for Zero Carbon, the Maritime Decarbonization Forum in Singapore, even what Bureau Veritas is doing here in Piraeus, setting up small centers, think centers that different shipping companies can participate in, if not with money, but by providing time and trying different technologies. So I think we have to be realistic about it. It's not simple, and it is, as some of the other panels said, there's huge investment needed, but indeed we're all aligned with the same goal to try and survive and be profitable into the future. So to the extent possible, we will collaborate.
Thank you very much for the very clear answer. Coming back to you, Nico, I sense that in your daily operation, you find yourselves in the middle of two generation gap. The one between you and the former generation and the one between you and the so-called Generation Z. Which of the two do you consider to be more challenging one, and how do you manage it?
Yes, thank you. Indeed, I am in between two generations. I don't think it's a bad position to be in. I think it's a good position to be in. I don't find the one generation more challenging than the other. The previous generation, I think they bring in the company experience. They bring in knowledge of the industry. They understand the values of the organization and the long-term targets. So I think this leads to informed decision-making. The new generation is enthusiastic. They want to embrace new technologies. They are keen to adapt to change. So this leads towards innovation. So when you combine the two together, the wisdom of the previous generation and the enthusiasm of the new generation, I think can have very good results for any company.
Thank you. And indeed, shipping is an industry that we feel is very, very visible to us because we live maybe sometimes in a small circle, but it's not very visible as a career for many people. Milena, may I come to you and ask you, we are an industry that we definitely need new talent. What do you think is attractive about shipping, and what might you say to young people who may never have thought about shipping as a career? How will it attract them?
I actually love talking about shipping to younger people. I think, like Ioana said before, for me it wasn't visible. Had I not been born into a shipping family, I would have never thought about it. I would have looked at other sectors, because we don't hear about it so much, especially us being not around social media as much when we were younger and taking those decisions. But I think that shipping is a unique, sector. It's an international business, so you meet people with different social backgrounds, you meet people of different cultures, you see the maritime change from different perspectives. I mean, you can travel the world. It's an exceptionally interesting business, and like it's aforementioned, as we evolve and there's more digitalization, there's more technology taking place, there's more expertise, it can attract people from different backgrounds and for different positions. And so there's a little bit, I would say, there's something for everyone. And in an ever-changing world, there's room for more creation, for more growth. We see sectors that, and rather fields that we never expected would be so central, taking a lead role. So, I mean, coming into shipping, you can do anything. And of course, given that anything that happens in the world affects shipping, there's never a dull day. I mean, you see what's happened geopolitically and you think of the consequences on shipping. That keeps your mind constantly, you know, working and active. So one thing I can say about shipping is that it's never boring.
That's so true, but so demanding as well. So I'm not sure how the new generation, they are ready to handle that. Let's be optimistic though. I have a couple of questions that I would love to listen your view on them. And starting from you, Ioana, are there any specific goals or projects you are pursuing to implement your own vision?
Thank you for the question, Payet. I think that the goals I have in life are not very different to the goals I have at work. So for me, it's very important to continuously learn, to strive for improvement, and to challenge myself. I like to get into a complicated situation and try to find the bottlenecks and see how there are workarounds and improve processes and procedures and things like that. And as a result, what I'm doing now on the personal side, that we're setting up a tanker company on the side. I've been involved in the dry bulk since 2010. I thought that it was a good time to start doing something different that's also challenging, that is going to help me learn more. Another thing that is important for me is to have people around me that are happy, and that applies also at the workspace. So we try to have work-life balance. We're trying to have people that are not doing tedious work or, you know, manual data entry and things like that. That's why we're trying to, and we're developing a new internally IT system to get together with another team of people. And the last thing that is one of my goals is to try and give back to the shipping industry. And that's the reason why I'm involved in quite a few organizations, which I have to say take a lot of time, are demanding. There are lots of debates to be had, and usually they're not like very rewarding as a result. But on the other hand, I feel it's we have an obligation to the greater good and to people in shipping to try and find practical solutions to all the problems that have been discussed since the morning in this panel and many more that were before and the ones that are coming afterwards. I think we have an obligation, those who have the knowledge and are interested to contribute. So that's it in a nutshell.
Thank you so much. From your side, Nikos?
Yes, thank you. We're currently undergoing a renewal program. We have some new building ships coming in the next period of time. Some phase 3 ships, which I hope they will prove to be successful. Thereafter, we're also trying to environmentally upgrade our existing fleet. There are some solutions out there that they can offer savings between 5 and 12, 13%. I think they're worthwhile exploring them. Then moving forward a few years ahead, we want to continue expanding our company. We want to be ready to invest in the new technologies when they become available and if they become available. And at the same time, on a personal note, I want to start preparing the path for the new generation to be ready to join the company in a few years, which I think it's important for all of us to do it, because Greek shipping needs the new generation to come in. Thank you.
Congratulations. Alex?
Thank you. Focused on, if we talk about the human element, embracing modern tools like social media to keep good connection with shoreside and seafarers, find that very valuable. Also on growing our partnerships in Asia, in particular with Mitsui O.S.K., with whom we operate a 50-50 joint venture pool for the gas carriers. And then never being satisfied, continue to embrace change and look to the future. It's highly cyclical business. It's been a very good market for the last few years, but prepare ourselves, become as lean as possible, and then stay true to our values.
Susanna, for you, any specific goal, vision?
goals and visions, I think, is what drives us overall. something that has been different and I hope will continue to develop in the future is the decarbonization and innovation research projects that we have been developing. We work with the National Technical University, Aalto University, as well as Cambridge University to assess existing propulsion technologies, but also try and develop new technologies, enhanced by the use of artificial intelligence and data sharing. I believe that collaboration amongst companies and amongst universities and research centers, as well as data sharing, is something that was somewhat a foreign element, especially in shipping and in shipping companies. But I believe it's an inevitability going forward. We're also developing new technologies and material for 3D printing of spare parts from marine plastic waste. This will hopefully be something that will be used much more successfully in the future. And overall, one of the goals is to be able to embrace and expand these research projects and collaborative efforts, because I think overall shipping, but our planet will be much better off if we share more information, if we collaborate more and be able to work together more to achieve specific goals that we have set.
Indeed, you are very active of all this you mentioned. We know your work. Thank you. The other thing I was longing to ask you is looking into the future, what single aspect of the industry transformation are you most excited about? And how different you think that Greek shipping will look in 20 years from now? Let me start with you, Milena.
Well, like Joanna said before, you know, shipping and the life go hand in hand for me as well. So what I'm most excited about is the increased environmental awareness. Of course, as we know, shipping thrives on inefficiencies. So, you know, being the road to decarbonization is not easy, but it will also help shipping in a way, in the sense that we're looking for the new vessels of the future. So there will be more slow speeding until we replace all these vessels. This is also good for our market, but also good for the environment. So, I mean, these two things can come hand in hand, which is great for once, because it doesn't matter how much our emissions are percentage-wise, we still represent 80 to 90% of global trade, and we are part of a huge maritime chain. So it is important to do our part and set an example for the market and the world, especially the Greeks, who have taken the forefront from the shipping ship side perspective, and by taking on initiatives and the driver's seat and becoming market leaders. And the other thing that I think is very interesting is the fact that with COVID having come about, digitalization had to be have to come about much faster. So we focused a lot on the softwares, on voyage optimization platforms, on increased operational navigational accuracy. All of these things are very important because they increase safety on board our vessels. And safety on board our vessels should be central for our crews and for our people. So I think these two are very exciting and interesting for me.
This is our job to ensure that. Alex, how different Greek shipping will look in 20 years from now?
Well, I still think there'll be a strong link to the capital markets. I mean, we're here at the Capital Link Conference, so I think that's something that part of the business has evolved and grown nicely. I see so many Greek companies now renewing their fleets, so I expect that Greeks will embrace new technology through whatever is being offered from the shipyards. Also to the panel that preceded us in Deloitte, I was intrigued to hear about, of course, AI, which is a hot topic, but also, as Susanna mentioned, 3D printing, and I expect us to be much more efficient as an industry and embrace a lot of those elements of technology. So I think Greek shipping has always been resilient, and it will succeed into the future. But there's going to be a lot of change in the way, so it's exciting to watch.
Thank you. Susanna?
I'd like to, because this is a panel that has quite a personal touch, let's say, I'd like to take a step back and look at the bigger picture just for a minute, because we were discussing it earlier as well. Our parents and our families, and this is the same for many people in the audience as well who do come from shipping families as well, are the generation that made Greek shipping into what it is today and brought it into the global position of what it is today, which is, as we all know, a jewel in global shipping. An industry which is extremely respected and revered with a large, diversified and modern fleet. The truth is that we on this panel, all of us here, and again, many people in the audience and around, we have been extremely, extremely lucky. And I think that this is something that we should remind ourselves. Firstly and primarily because for some reason the stars aligned and we were born in the families that we were born into and not under a bridge in a slum in Mumbai or somewhere else. Secondly, because hopefully in some parts and in some levels, we recognize this luck and appreciate this luck and hopefully continue to grow and expand our company's vision into the future. So coming back to the question about what we're excited about, what I'm excited about, I'm excited to see where our generation faced with a different set of challenges, that, as we mentioned earlier, challenges that come from decarbonization, digitalization, climate change challenges that are faced by all of industries, not only shipping industries, attracting new people in our offices as well as on board. Where can we take Greek shipping in 20 years? Can we continue its growth and its pioneering trajectory, considering how pioneering Greek shipping has been all of these years? Overall, I think that shipping in general will look and be less passionate, for better or worse. Technology, with all the positive that it brings, has also made us disengaged in many aspects of our professional life, less driven as well in many aspects. As we said, this is an industry heavily transformed by technology, and I believe that we are bound to feel the effects on a human level as well.
Thank you. Nico, what are you excited for and how are we going to look like in 20 years?
Yes, okay.
You're going to still very young by that time.
I don't think so, but yes. So, from what we heard also, and Alex, what Alex said before, and I agree with him, I think AI is something which is very exciting for the next 2-3 years. I think it's going to peak within the next 5 years on things like port logistics, route optimization, navigation, preventive maintenance, and other fields. This is interesting. I think shipping will become safer and more efficient by the use of AI the next few years. Now, looking 20 years ahead, I don't like to make long-term predictions, of course, but I'm rather optimistic for Greek shipping. I see a new generation of people coming in the industry who are very eager. They're very hardworking. These are people that they grew up during the crisis in Greece, the economic crisis. They want to succeed. So I am very optimistic about this, and I hope that Greek shipping continues to lead the way and lead the industry and remain independent, because independent Greek shipping is good news not only for Greece, but for the world economy and the Western stability as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nico. Ioana, will skip this question from you. When I was preparing the panel, I was thinking about the structure that we have 2 men and 3 women in the new generation. So I would like a comment on the fact. Is that just a reflection of our times? For example, previous generation of father would have not been ready to hand over to daughters? Or it is just that your father had daughters rather than sons?
I have both. My,
I think this is a lovely question, and you can ask him. He's right there.
I know he's a strong supporter of women, so... No.
I'll jump in here.
Okay.
As, I have also a brother, but my father is an admirer and supporter of women. Mm. So I think... let me see the question also. I didn't have that. That was not for me. I think that it has to do with the merits of each person. I personally, I don't see female or male. And my father has always brought me up thinking that, you know, you will succeed on your own merits and you will achieve whatever you achieve on your own merits. So I've never seen gender. But also, having said that, I've been lucky enough to be in this position. So the glass ceiling has never been such a big issue for me. And then we transit into the fact that, you know, then you have the CEO being your father. So then we have those kinds of issues, you know, trying to avoid the favoritism and then going the other way completely. But I think that with the evolution of shipping and with the digitalization coming in, like we've said so many times here, and with so many positions having come in and being open now to everyone, I think that there's going to be more equality going on, if that
yes.
was the question to start off with.
This is a fact that we all experience every day in life, and I can assure you when, you know, my boss, our president, Mr. Detinigos, took over this position in 2018, the majority of the meetings we have were only with men. Now, when he's visiting us, it's 50-50, and he really enjoys that, and you know that very well. Thank you all for the very interesting conversation. Please keep in mind that we count on you, on the new generation, to bring Greek shipping in a successful future journey. Thank you.